Okay. First of all, I want to welcome you all, of course, and then I want to mention that I got a list here. We want to remember some of our warrior, our wounded warriors, more or less, those that are suffering or are dealing with some kind of physical ailment. And if any of you that are on the call right now, I want to make sure that you know that we'll be praying for all of you. I want to especially mention Sydney, who is going to join us today. She's in Texas, but she's undergoing something today, so we want to remember her in prayer. We want to remember Larry Nichols, who's been struggling off and on with his health. And let's see, somebody else I had. I don't have my list in front of me, of course. Okay, but anyway, Heavenly Father, we want to bless everyone that's on this line right now, and we want them to be walking in divine health and divine hope in every situation of their life. Bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet with your healing love and touching them physically, mentally, spiritually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So with that, we'll start up with our prayer. And all I ask is that if there's any noise or anything that comes up while you're on the phone, if you would just mute your phone if anything comes up. And the other thing is that after I pray, we'll just open it up. And Jack, I don't see Richard on yet, so I'll ask you to finish it up if you would, please.
Sure.
Okay. And then we'll go from there.
Sorry.
Okay. Welcome. Heavenly Father, release your heavenly host and place a hedge of protection around all of my brothers and sisters gathered today as we come before you to listen to your word and hear the marching orders you have for us today. Take us off the enemy's radar and block all access the enemy has against us. Scramble their hearing, deafen their ears, blind their vision. May the enemy be in disarray and lead them to fall on their own sword as we gather strength in you, Lord, so that we may boldly defend the truth, speak the truth, and live our lives in your righteousness. Father, we bring to you today the battle plan of drying up the enemy's resources. Lord, show us what we must do to put a stop to their use of resources to promote death. Let there be a transition today of your treasures toward life, life abundantly, as your Son Yeshua, Jesus, showed us and gave to us, that in all we do we may give you glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving. Father, in the authority given to us by your Son Yeshua, we bind the power of mammon over your people. Lord, first of all, we repent of all the influence and fearful ways in which we have dealt with mammon. We repent of all the influence we have allowed for the love of money to dominate our lives, even in the smallest ways, like being afraid to give my last dollar to a brother or sister who is more in need than I am. Lord, teach us to be more generous in giving into your kingdom and to support whom the Holy Spirit guides us to support. In your army of warriors, give us wisdom to know whom we should bless with blessings. Lord, with your authority, we bind the flow of finances that is used to prosper the kingdom of darkness. Lord, the enemy lies, cheat, and steals to worship mammon. We speak to their sources of income and say, dry up and no more flow of monetary gain. Dry up the Soros money and all of the other financial billion and millionaires. Stop the flow of money to Planned Parenthood through abortions, the bribery of politicians who block the legislation and the agenda you have anointed Donald Trump to bring about in America. Lord, stop the flow of money to the entertainment world and the media that lie to us and tempt us to walk in darkness instead of the light. In the church also, dry up the resources of those that foolishly take blessings and use them selfishly instead of caring for the widow, the orphan, and those truly in need of meeting basic necessities for life. Lord, that we might better use your blessings to us to protect the unborn, especially any child with birth defects like Down syndrome. Lord, dry up the resources of medical research for murdering the unborn. No more, Lord. We want life and not death. Father, continue to expose the enemy in the use of money for evil instead of good. Lord, bring justice to those who use monetary gain to promote globalism, elitism, and all the forms of masonry, idolatry, secret societies, all who are plotting to overthrow America and the other nations aligned with us and your word. Thank you, Father, for transferring wealth into the hands of your warriors in our battle to spread your kingdom and reap the harvest here in America and around the world. Bless each and every one on this call with the finances needed to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. Let your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to share our blessings with those who are laboring in the kingdom for the harvest that you have placed in our hands for such a time as this. Others to be ready for your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for bringing me to this warrior prayer group, and I consider it a privilege to be part of this body of Christ of yours. And we offer the prayers, we offer the intercessions, we offer the strength, and I agree in 100% in what Michael just prayed. And I agree particularly about the hedge of protection around us all, that the enemy might not be able to hear anything that we say. He doesn't understand anything that we have to say, and he can't see us. So we are God's secret prayer warriors, and we will strike fast and swiftly in the name of Jesus Christ, not in our own strength, not in our own intellect, but relying 100%, Father, in your power to go forth in all of these complex situations that we have no knowledge of the details, but everyone in the presidential cabinet, everyone in the legislative branch, everyone in the judicial branch, all of those branches are filled with corrupt individuals that the enemy owns. And we ask you, Lord, to expose them, rip them out of the construction of our government, and bring our government into a state of cleanliness and purity with the protection of Donald Trump, and the fact that we are so grateful that he has started prayer meetings in the White House. He has actually asked for these prayers, and there are many born-again, powerful men of God praying for him on a daily basis, as I understand it. And I am so excited, Lord, with what you are doing and what you're going to do. And once again, I ask, protect all of those in this prayer group, Strike Force for Prayer, and in the other West Coast group, and any other groups that you have pulled together in agreement with the prophecies spoken by Mark Taylor. And I pray all of these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And in one further word, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Tom, and I'm in Nebraska. And this is my first time on the group, and I am so grateful to be part of this team. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Tom.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Father, I just say that there's many out there that are like Nehemiah, and they're in positions where they're next to power. But when they hear a word that the essence of the kingdom of God is in ruins, that there's a mournful burning that they want to do something. And Nehemiah took the opportunity to ask for a way to complete what he saw was torn down, which was his love of Jerusalem. This is now a time that we need Nehemiahs to rise up, to ask for the things that their hearts are mourning over and are needing action in. He then was given the power to call for those remnants to come and be a part of rebuilding. And we know through every point of his course of action that there were things coming up that the adversary prevented him. But then there was another word that came, and he started to rebuild that wall, and it was done and completed miraculously in a short amount of days. That is now the window that we see. And I just pray for everyone who has got a passion stirring, that the Lord give them wisdom and knowledge to know how to put boots on the ground, words in their mouth, and simple, quick ways to accomplish what we always are praying about. It's no longer praying to God about our problem. It's praying to the problem, saying, "You are not a problem under the authority of Jesus Christ. We have an end, and you know the beginning from the end, and we know that the plans are already being put forth through from the highest point, which is Trump himself, but it needs to trickle down, like trickle down finances. There is going to be a turning, and I just pray that not only for me, but for anybody else that has that patient, that they find their place of power, position, ability to ask and do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's written that that we should humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God, we are thinking like grasshoppers in your sight, but we are small, but you are great. And you want us to humble ourselves and to confess our sins and to repent. And so I repent that sometimes I'm fearful. Sometimes I'm weak. Sometimes I'm selfish. Cleanse me. I want to have clean hands and a pure heart. Only then can I come into your presence. So I repent. In Jesus' name, thank you for your forgiveness. Amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, I would like to pray for everyone that's on this call and all of those within the United States and around the world that are praying with us but aren't able to call in, and that they're hearing the call that has been so great from this wonderful group of reaching out and letting us know that even though all of us are sinners, and all of us every day, even though we may repent and still feel unclean, that we're following in the path of God's will, and that we do have the gift of God's grace. And if we continue to ask for God's grace and choose God's grace, that we can step over those sins
and continue on the path to doing what God's wanted us to do from the very beginning of time, which is to love each other, pray for each other, help each other, encourage each other, reach out and forgive each other. Each day is a new day. Each day is a new beginning. And we are starting that right here, a whole new America, by us all praying together is remarkable. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that we continue to carry this message on, not from this point, but on to, from this afternoon and on to the next week, and continue that we could pull everyone together to fight all the sin that we all certainly carry within us, but that we choose grace and that we're going to show other people how to choose grace as well. And we need to just persevere, continue to pray together and stay strong. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord God, I just want to lift up the threat to the enemy for November 4th against this country, against the righteous policemen and givers of good instead of evil. Father God, we ask you to break their plans, tear them down, skew them out, Father God, that they would have no power, that they would see that the living God stands for his children, stands for righteousness. And we thank you, Father God, that their plans are exposed. They brag about it. But, Father God, they're small in your eyes. And so we thank you and we praise you and we ask you to position your warring angels around this nation to keep and protect the righteous ones. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I thank you so much that you are just the most wonderful, powerful, incredible, holy, magnificent God, and you are our Father. I thank you so much, Lord, that you've reached down to us and brought us into your family by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, your firstborn. I thank you that he's our brother. I thank you that he is our bridegroom. I thank you, Father, that he is given us the power and authority in his name to do your valiant exploits here on this planet at this time. Father, every time I'm in the Old Testament, every time I'm reading about Gideon against the Amalekites, every time I'm looking at the David and Goliath story, I thank you that I see our situation right now, today, as those days. Thank you that there's nothing new under the sun. Thank you, Father, that you are the same yesterday and today and forever. I thank you, Father, that when I look at those and I see our same times, that I have to look at it in the perspective of knowing how those stories turned out. And they always turned out for you, Father. Blessed be God. I thank you that, yes, the David and Goliath story, that the Philistines, that they were there and chanting, and they had this one mighty man, and all the Israelites quaked in fear until David came along and said, I don't understand. Why are you quaking in fear for this uncircumcised Philistine? And, Father, I thank you that this one man, this one boy, this one young person who had spent time alone with you in the pastures, seeing you and knowing you as the shepherd of himself and of the flock that we never want and we never lack, and you're always there to protect, to lead us into green pastures. And he knew you as God and as that Savior and as that shepherd. And he came on the battlefield and he said, I don't understand what's going on. And a lot of Christians today, Father, just, they don't get it. They are Israelites looking at the scene saying, wow, this big guy is out there and he's breathing cruelty and violence, and he's saying that we are tiny in his sight, and we are, and we get fearful. So, Father, I just pray, first of all, right now for the army of the Lord, the body of Christ, wherever we are in the United States of America. May we feel the call that I know you've placed on us to come away from the news media, from the maybe even some of the social media and what's written in the papers, to not listen to the screaming Philistine on the hill, but to come away and have that time with you and be strengthened and reinforced in our inner man by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and you, our Father, by supping with you and just communicating with you. And that is where we go out into the battle and that we're strong. And, Father, I thank you that if you will just turn the eyes of your nation, of your peculiar people, of your priests and kings that we have been made in Christ Jesus, if we could get that view of who we are and who these uncircumcised Philistines are, and that the battle is yours, Father, that we would be a mighty force. I thank you about Gideon, who was in hiding because of the Amalekite, and then the first person that you send to him, an anointed angel, says, talks to him and says, you are, you know, the mighty man of valor. I mean, that's how you see us. And I thank you, Father. I pray that we would get in our eyes and our hearts who we are and who the enemy is. And thank you that enemy was already defeated on the cross, blessed be God.
Amen.
And thank you that he has
Amen.
No power, that he was
Amen.
Stripped. Hallelujah, that Jesus holds the keys of death and hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we know who wins this battle, blessed be God. But we're here to occupy. Jesus said, occupy until I come. That God is up there waiting to bring heaven down here at our bidding. Jesus prayed, Father, I pray that heaven come down and remain here on earth. And Lord, I don't believe that there's one prayer that Jesus said on while he was here on this earth that you are not willing and have not already, you haven't already answered with yes and amen. So, Father, I pray for the body of Christ, and I pray for our troops, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our spiritual nation, but I pray for our human troops in the military. Father, I pray for them to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power on the inner man. I pray for you to surround them with goodwill, pleasure, and favor as with a shield. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will advance and not retreat, that we are the head above and not beneath. And, Father, I thank you for the days coming that we will see. I know the battle is raging, but that we will see, like Michael prayed earlier, that we'll see the arrows of the wicked turning on themselves. But, Father, we pray for the men and women who are trapped under the devil's powerful delusion. And I ask for them, whether they're in politics or Hollywood or wherever they are, that human person be released and know Jesus Christ as their Savior and not burn in hell because they've been deluded and been following the satanic spirit here. Father, I'm sorry I'm too long, but I glorify you and I worship you and I praise you and I thank you that the battle is yours and that means the battle is ours and we thank you for the victory in Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Jackie, you want to summarize the prayer today?
Sure.
Please?
I'll close it out. Heavenly Father, we come to you today as your children. All of us on this call belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we come to you today in unity as your children, petitioning and asking for all the prayers that we have heard today, but also in the silence of our prayers today, Lord, the silent prayers that have gone to you. Father, we all repent for where we have made mistakes and errors and failures in not speaking up earlier as to where this country has been going. and how we haven't spoken out against the wickedness and evil and corruption that is apparent everywhere across this land. Father, forgive us and our brothers and sisters in Christ for not speaking out earlier. Heavenly Father, we just come to you asking you to give all of us the courage to move forward, to speak the truth, all truth about Christ, but all truth about what is happening in this nation and around this world. Father, give us the words to speak and share with our family, our friends, and whoever we may come in contact with. Allow us to be smart in how we do these things, Lord, and how we communicate so that we can help to wake up people to what's going on. Heavenly Father, I agree with the prayers that have been prayed today to dry up all of the enemy's money, that they have no resources of money to do all the evil that they want to do. Father, we just pray that you send your holy warring angels to just annihilate their resources on that and to tie and bind any and all evil spirits that may be attempting to provide them with money and or other resources for their evil work. Father, we pray for our President Donald Trump, and we ask that you give him divine protection, divine energy, divine help, and Lord, that obstacles will be removed from his path so that all of his agenda that he promised could be done. Father, we ask that you give President Trump a divine and supernatural clarity of thinking for his decision-making and those around him. Mm-hmm. And Father, we want to pray also for Attorney General Jeff Sessions, because he is the top law enforcement person in this country. And Father, we know that there is so much corruption, evil, and wickedness throughout the justice system. And Father, we just ask that your cry from the Bible that justice shalt thou pursue, will be Attorney General Jeff Sessions' banner. And Father, we just pray that you will give him courage and protection and energy and help and clarity of thinking to bring about those things that need to be brought about. Heavenly Father, we know what's out there and what's been happening now for some years through all of the information being made available over the Internet, WikiLeaks, and so on. And Father, we just pray for Jeff Sessions that politically and courage-wise, he will, quote, lock her up and all of the other evildoers that have been getting away with murder for years and years and years, and they've been destroying our country. Father, we just come to you in prayer. We pray for Mark Taylor and Larry Nichols and so many others, Lord, that are helping in the cause that we are fighting, which is a righteous cause, Lord, of true believers. And Father, we ask that you would raise up true believers throughout this entire country, across this land, in every state, to help and join and start prayer groups like this, phone calls or meetings with thousands and thousands of people praying, Lord, in coming and returning and repenting to you. And Father, let this army of God, this army of the Lord, be almighty powerful through your power, and only through your power, Lord, to do all of those things that need to be done to achieve the great victory that is already yours, Heavenly Father. Father, as we pray today, that Goliath was brought up and David, and we know that story very well. And Father, with the faith and courage that you instilled in David and how you prepared him with a slingshot to destroy a giant enemy with one swift shot to the head, Father, he was prepared. Father, prepare all of us as David sat out minding his sheep every single day. We know, Lord, that he was practicing with that slingshot to protect the sheep. Every day he probably practiced and hit the target 100,000 times, Lord. and you were preparing him for that one shot to the head of Goliath. And Father, each and every one of us, all of our lives, every minute from our birth to this minute, Father, you have been preparing us for this time, this era, this now, where we are effectively little David. We've been practicing, preparing, Lord. And an opportunity comes, we take the shot. And Father, give us the strength and the courage to ignore those around who may be fearful. Instill in us a great and powerful faith and courage, Heavenly Father, that we will continue to do all those things. And Father, we just ask that you bless each and every person on this call and all of the members of the Strike Force of Prayer, wherever they may be around the world, Lord, and give us divine protection and divine energy and divine health, and remove obstacles from our path, Lord, and give each member and person on this call divine clarity of thinking as we've prayed for President Trump. Let us not just be unified in spirit, but in mind and action, Heavenly Father. Teach us and show us how to pray better, that we will be more effective in this spiritual warfare. Father, we want to pray especially for our prayer leader, Michael Ortega, as he goes day by day managing and directing the Strike Force of Prayer and all of the efforts. Father, we just pray that you will protect him and give him great energy, great health, and clarity of thinking as he moves things forward, Lord. Father, we just praise you for being the almighty and powerful God that you are. Father, we are already victorious through you. And Father, as it says in the New Testament, I can conquer all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Father, I say to every member on this Strike Force of Prayer, you can conquer all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And Father, in unity, we can conquer all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Father, you are all the power. You are the glory. Father, we just praise you for everything that you have given us and every blessing and everything in our lives. These things we ask in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. That we'll call it an end now. And I just want to bless you all for calling. And remember, we have our Spread the Word. We have the 11-11, which is a Saturday for a special prayer day, Repentance Day. Next Thursday, every Thursday is our time at 9 o'clock Pacific time. And I just want to thank you so much for your support through prayer and all that you're doing. And if there's any way I can help you personally with anything, you can always email me or even call, and I will do my best to help you in any way we can do that through prayer. And there was one other thing I wanted to say. Anyway, that's enough. I've kept you too long. So I'll just say this. God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may you walk in the peace and love of Jesus all day long today. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.